Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Inside Scoop Live, the live audio program brought to you by ReaderViews.com. I'm your host, Juanita Watson, and today I have on the program for her second appearance on Inside Scoop Live, author Renee Wiggins, and we are going to be talking about her brand new health and lifestyle book, Dress Down and Lift Up. Renee Wiggins is the owner of Results by Renee, a wellness company in the Washington, D.C. area that helps people achieve optimum health through nutrition and fitness, supplemented with stress reduction techniques. Renee has mentored, trained, and changed the lives of many, many clients in the health and wellness industry for over 20 years. A strong believer in living an authentic, healthy lifestyle, Renee specializes in designing customized lifestyle programs that are tailored to meet her clients' needs, goals, and habits. Her areas of expertise are diabetes and weight management, through which she uses a variety of presentations to educate, including workshops, lectures, and one-on-one consultations. Professionally, Renee's credentials include being a registered and licensed dietitian, certified physical fitness trainer, and she is also a certified massage therapist. So happy to have Renee on the phone. Welcome back to Inside Scoop Live, Renee.
Thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Great. So you were actually on the program last year to talk about your first book, Can I Exercise Sitting Down? And since you have put together another book, I mean, this was a pretty quick process called Stress Down and Lift Up. So what are you seeing in your work today that led you to write an entire book on reducing stress?
Well, Juanita, first of all, a lot of my clients come in and they overstress, overwork, especially women.
Mm-hmm.
They're either working full-time and a part-time job. They're working full-time, part-time, and going to school and also taking care of their parents. So I see a lot of women wearing so many different hats. By the time they get to me, they want to know, oh, my God, why am I overweight?
Mm-hmm.
Or why do I have high blood cholesterol level? Or why is my blood pressure up? My family doesn't have diabetes. Why do I have diabetes? So that's one of the reasons why I wrote that book.
So, you know, stress is a word that we're seeing used extensively in the world that we're living in today. Give us your definition of stress.
Stress is an external problem that causes havoc on our bodies emotionally, physically, mental, and spiritually. It can affect us in so many different ways. We can have backaches, headaches, urinary tract infection, overeat, don't eat at all, smoking, drinking, frequent colds, and even frequent bouts of crying if not taken care of correctly.
I think most people, you know, they kind of use stress as, I'm just stressed out, and they don't really realize that there is so many levels to stress that can be affecting them, and they don't really realize it.
Well, stress is either acute, meaning short-term, like in the holidays, waiting on long lines, or arguing over the phone, talking to a computer person about your computer. That's what we call acute, short-term.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have your long-term or chronic stress, being in a bad relationship, bad marriage, or a dead-end job.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you have chronic stress, when it continues over a period of time and you just can't get out of it.
Mm-hmm. So how is the body, the different body reactions to acute stress and then chronic stress or prolonged periods of stress?
Well, acute, your blood pressure goes up, your heart rate goes up, you might experience some nausea and vomit and diarrhea. Chronic long-term effects, it can lead to hypertension. It can lead to obesity because you're overeating, and that's what I mean by seeing my clients. They're so stressed out, they have overeaten, and now they come into my office and they wonder why. Before I can even get started to help them about their plate, about the food on the plate, I must get rid of what's on that plate. And they might spill out all their problems that they're going on through life because they're so stressed out. So I have learned to just sit there and listen to them before I can help them with their eating habits.
That's a great point.
Mm-hmm. It affects your dandruff. You get lots of dandruff. People start biting their nails. They might have tremors of the face, the twitching of the eye, twitching of the lips because it's chronic long-term.
Mm.
And again, it's because they're so stressed out, they're so used to it. They're sort of functional stress person. Like we say, people are functional diabetic or functional addict. They're so used to it and don't know it. As massage therapists, when women come and see me and I'm massaging them, oh, they're so tight. And then when they relax, they're not used to it because they used to be in that tight muscle formation.
Yes, yes. And being a massage therapist, you must see that those muscles as well, when they are so chronically tight, they tend to remember that? The muscles have a memory for that tightness?
Right, they do, because what happened when I massaged them, they're nice and soft, they're pliable, but as soon as they get in the car and hit that traffic, what happens, their muscles clamp right back up. Mm-hmm. Tight muscles can lead to neck problems, having frequent headaches, because all along we call the neck muscles and around the shoulders or your traps, especially for females, they're very, very tight in those areas. And it can cause problems with their back, neck, and shoulders.
And I guess that's, you know, one reason why by, you know, taking care of stress and reducing stress in life does have to be a lifestyle. It has to be changes that you make to your life, not just today, but for the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life. It's funny because we're not taught how to take care of our bodies. We are not taught.
Mm-hmm.
And we've now just begun to learn that. We want to teach people about nutrition and exercise, and we should start as young as 5 or 6 years of age in schools. Teach them how the food affects our body. Teach us why they should exercise. And in that, we also teach them stress management. If you look at the ancient Romans and the Egyptians, before the Romans went off to war, what they do? They get a massage, they at the what we call public bathhouse, they get a hot and cold treatment, and then they go off to war, and then they come back. Anytime they did any type of sports, they got a massage. So stress management was always in their daily living. We're not taught that, and we need to, because I'm sure that it would help reduce road rage, workforce rage, and some of the rage that we find here in schools, because it's just the simple little details that eventually, if we don't take care of, leads to the big burst, the anger.
Yes. That's a great, great point. I'd like you to also mention, because I know that you are kind of an expert with diabetes as well, so how does stress cause rise and fall of blood glucose levels?
Well, first of all, if you're newly diagnosed, you're stressed out. Oh, me, you're in denial. So therefore, your endorphins and your blood sugar level, your blood cholesterol, or cortisol level also rises. All these factors rise, and if you stay up in that level over a period of time, it can cause havoc on your body system. So when we tell people who have diabetes how to reduce their stress so it can help lower their blood glucose level, but it's catch a little 22. They come into the doctor's office, it's already high because of lack of physical activity, not eating right. Then the doctor tells them, bam, you have diabetes, and what happens? Their blood sugar level goes up even higher. We're telling them how to reduce it, but they're always in that catch-22 because we're constantly getting on about their weight. We're making sure that their blood sugar levels stay within a certain range, and at first they can't do it because they don't know how, because they're frustrated. So people who have diabetes have to go through a period of also learning how to go through meditation, prayer, stress reduction techniques, deep breathing, so they can learn these techniques to help them keep their blood sugar levels down.
Keep it down, yes. You have to really hit it on a lot of different layers coming from a lot of different areas. So tell us now about your new book, Stress Down and Lift Up. You clearly outline a 30-day plan. Tell us about this plan and how you came up with the variety of ideas. It's a wonderful list of techniques.
Well, the reason I also came up was because for me, 1 year, the business wasn't really doing so well, and I too was stressing out.
Mm.
And so I was going through researching about yoga and researching about meditation, and that's when I realized that if I'm stressed, things are not going to get done. You don't take care of yourself. You don't take care of your business. You don't take care of your home. So I had to stand back and take note of what I was going through. And that is why I wrote the book, that hoping that everybody would go through this 30-day work plan, develop small little techniques, it will help reduce the anger and the burst.
Okay.
It's a good book. I have Stand Back and Listen. That's one of the chapters in the book there. Instead of always getting into an argument with your coworker, stand back and listen. because that person maybe has some good values. It's just that when we both arguing back and forth, neither one will hear each other.
Mm-hmm.
I try to teach people to change your thought process. It's not the situation, okay? Maybe it's your thought process looking at that situation. We can't always change a marital separation. We can't change the death of a spouse. But it's how you look at it.
Mm-hmm.
That is what we need to focus on.
Right.
Stop looking at every little kick in the butt and start focusing on what you have accomplished.
Oh, good point. And how you, instead of react, how you respond to it.
Correct, correct. Because a lot of times our frustration and anger is the way we respond. And so I have a chapter of one. I explained in a situation, I was in a restaurant with some girlfriends, and everybody was going over their order, but I knew exactly what I wanted. So I gave the waitress my order for the water and the drink and for the entree.
Mm-hmm.
She came back and gave everybody their bread plate. I didn't get mine. And one of the ladies said, tell her, talk to her, tell her you didn't get a plate. Then she came back and brought everybody's drink. She didn't bring mine. The lady said, how can you sit there and not get frustrated? I said, well, you know, I want to enjoy my friends. This is the first time I'm off in about 10 days,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not going to get angry in the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So finally she brought back everybody's drink, everybody's entree, and I'm still waiting for mine. And the lady looked at me, well, I would harass her. I would get on her. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm here to enjoy today.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is not, it's like you said, don't react too fast. Just sit back and just take a look at the event, the situation that you're in, because otherwise your stress level go up. I could have did the same thing with the lady, and then it would have been an unpleasant lunch for everybody there.
Yeah, that's so true. That's a really, really good story and a great, great point for people to remember. And, you know, I know that a lot of the techniques that you talk about in your new book, you know, you have ones that address the physical, like massage, yoga, that
mm-hmm.
sort of thing. And then you have some that are more on, say, the, I guess, psychological level or the spiritual level, like prayer, meditation, and you even go into, like, having a good cry or having a good laugh. Why is it important, or do you feel it is important to utilize a variety of stress-reducing techniques?
We should, because not one works for just one person. I was going through a period where nobody was calling. Their phone was dead. So I called a friend of mine who also has a spa, and I was just crying and boo-hooing to her, and then she was trying to talk me out of it. But towards the end, we were both laughing and enjoying the conversation. When I hung up, I started getting calls. So Leslie Gore has that song, It's My Party and I Want to Cry If I Want
yeah.
to. Crying helps heal the soul. Release all those endomorphins. Release all that toxic energy. It helps heal the soul, and you can see through the tears.
You know, you also have a few ideas that kind of tie into that releasing of the pain and healing the soul, which is actually, I think, a direct quote from your book as how it pertains to writing and journaling. So how, I know that you also have a lot of techniques that incorporate writing. Tell us about the power of writing and journaling.
The power of writing is fantastic. Again, for the people out there to listen, maybe writing is not good for them. When you're writing down all your anger and your frustration, it is a way of releasing that toxic energy. You're getting it off your shoulders. And one thing you can see clearly about the situation, too, it takes a look at you, yourself, inside. And if you get a lot of information written down, you don't have to worry about the grammar or spelling, but just write till you can't write no more. And believe it or not, when I was writing this book, I got up to get away from the book, but something was calling me to go back and write some more.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to really pull myself away from the book, and then I had to go back. It was kept pulling me to the book to write the story. So journaling, gardening, crying, even laughter helps release that negative energy,
mm-hmm.
helps heal our soul.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have to call somebody up and just vent. But just listen to that person vent. Don't criticize them. Don't judge. Just let them vent. And that gets off their shoulders, all that negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
Let them cry. But just tell them to cry for only about 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes. And then after that, joke. Have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the movies. They make you laugh. Norman Cousins wrote a book about how he was diagnosed with a disease, a collagen disease, and the doctors gave him a death sentence. Well, some of us, when the doctors give us a death sentence, we just solely believe in that doctor, that where the mind goes, the body follows.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he refused to do that, and so he got some movies while he's in the hospital and just watched some comic, and he just laughed. When the doctors came back after a week, they couldn't believe it. He was healed.
Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing because he believed, again, it's the mind. It is the mind, which is a beautiful organ in our body, mechanism, whatever you want to call it. If we keep in that positive mode, we can help heal thyself, so to speak.
Because it
not
really
necessarily cure, but I'm saying heal.
Right.
It's a little difference. I don't want people to get out there, I can be cured. Heal meaning that you can go from a deep, deep, dark level to maybe more uplifting level.
More positive.
In life. Mm. Positive, right, more positive level.
Well, they really do say that, you know, there isn't a separation between the mind and the body. It really is all one. It's a body-mind.
Correct, connection. Mm-hmm. And that's why the book cover was black on one side and then you got that pink flower coming out.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
So it's out of despair, out of darkness, out of stress. You begin to blossom, you bloom. What I've realized in all my 50 years that we have to sometimes go through some pain mm-hmm. in life in order to get to the next level. In other words, if you want to get to the attic, you got to start out in the basement. When you go to the basement, you go to the first floor. While in the first floor, we get comfortable. We want to move to the second, but then all of a sudden in life, we started going through some obstacles. Can't even get it out. Some challenges. Some challenges in our life. We have to have that, believe it or not. Stress can be also good for us because it makes us move forward instead of staying in that comfort zone.
That's very true. That's very true. It is a natural part of life, and I guess it really just is how we decide to take on those changes, those challenges of life.
Right, right. If we want to, it's how we look at it. If you keep looking at everything negative, oh, she don't know what she's talking about, or it's this, it's that, instead of looking at, well, yeah, maybe I can change my attitude. Maybe I can change this. You can't change the situation, but you can change your attitude. You can change your outlook, and you have a more healthier mind and more healthy outlook when you do that instead of staying down there in the negative all the time. You know how some...
Oh, sorry. There's just an incredible amount of energy that one can tap into once they do release that negative thinking and kind of align themselves with a more positive attitude. I mean, that in itself just creates so much energy.
It does. And one chapter of the book, I had the candle. So I sat down in my mother's house and I just burned this candle and looked at it. Just like life, a candle sways to the right and to the left. Mm-hmm. And it also goes up and down in life. When we finally realize there are going to be some challenges and just go forth with the challenge. In other words, look at that challenge and say, yes, it's there. So what? Let me move, keep going, instead of staying in that negative part. So a candle, if you look at it, deep, deep in the middle of a candle, is very purple. Mm-hmm. And if you go further and further up the candle, it becomes white, more like divine, divinity.
Yes.
So think of digging deep into your gut to get that passion, that desire, that purpose. And try to really fuel on that power. When you've learned to tap in, as you said, you can move mountains.
Absolutely. Do you see most of your clients being women?
98% of my clients are women, right.
They are.
The men I talked to when I did the research for this book said they just let stress roll off their back.
Yeah.
We women internalize it more.
Do.
We are more emotional. And we need to learn from them because men would get mad at you, and before you know, they turn around, hey, baby, how you doing? And you still there folding your arms and still want to be in that kind of, I don't care, I'm not going to do what you asked me to do kind of mode.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
Are you looking for new ways to promote your book? Why not consider being interviewed live? With the huge impact internet radio as well as podcasting is making in our society, your voice can now be heard worldwide. Let Juanita at Inside Scoop Live create the necessary steps for you. You will not only receive a web page of your own, but your interview will be available for MP3 download and RSS feed. As well, your interview will be posted on venues such as iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Alley, and the Inside Scoop Live blog. Go to InsideScoopLive.com today for more information.
And now back to Inside Scoop Live with your host, Juanita Watson.
So I was wondering if that was true, that you did see a lot more women, and that's why you decided to write this book that really is geared towards women.
It is, because the women internalize it. We have so much on our plates. Men have learned to delegate. They also learn to say no, they're not going to do it. But we feel that if we say no, that we're being selfish. If we say no, then we're not going to have any friends. So we take on so many responsibilities. Where they worship, where activities, we're active there. At your job, you're very active or taking on somebody else. Then there's other activities. Again, I said your part-time job, your work. Women just into so many things compared to men.
Yeah.
So we hold on to stress a lot. So we get to become overweight. Our knees begin to wobble. We have back pain. And when they come into my office, I can't talk about nutrition if this woman is focused on she's living in a house with two men, one's a brother and one's a boyfriend, and neither one of them speak into each other.
Yeah.
Then she wonder why she's sick.
Right.
You know, so I have to be able to say, okay, my program is nutrition. I also got a fitness part. Now let's talk about the stress management part.
Yes. That's great to be addressing it on all of those angles because it really is true. If you just address one, that's not the whole package. Really, really isn't. And, you know, that talks a little to, in your book, you have a list of 35 stress busters. And I've found it interesting that the first one that you noted was to take care of yourself. And I just, you know, it kind of ties in with what you're saying about women that, you know, we're kind of spread so thin and that really bottom line, you know, we do need to just look at taking care of ourselves first.
I came from that generation. If you took care of yourself, you were selfish. You're supposed to take
right.
care of everybody else. So I don't know if any other women feel that way out there. But I try to teach the women in my practice that, yes, you can take care of yourself without being selfish. And I know that from personal experience. You can't take care of your family if you're tired all the time, if you're shouting all the time, if you're angry all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't take care of yourself, then you can't take care of the family, you can't take care of the community, you can't take care of the town. You see how it grows and grows like cancer?
Yeah.
Because if you're so embottled into negativity and anger, the whole community suffers, believe it or not. A lot of people don't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
If you come on the job and you say hello to a coworker and they look at you and say, yeah, what's so good about today? You're dealing with somebody who's negative, and therefore you stay away from that person. That person want to know why you're staying away from them, and then now you got a confrontation going on.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea I tell people, leave all that negativity at home. Focus on taking care of yourself, even if it's a simple pedicure or manicure. Maybe massages cost too much for you. Maybe you need to do what we call bath rituals. Get in the bathtub, have some aromatherapy, some bath beads or salt, burn some candles, play some music to help unwind.
And take that time out for yourself. Do you think it's important that women include some kind of stress management in their daily lives?
Yes, every day. Remember I said they're telling us to exercise 3 to 4 times a week for 30 minutes or longer?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need to do some mental exercises every day.
Mm-hmm.
If it's 5 minutes, 2 minutes, 1 minute, but we need to do it every day. So when you get up in the morning, instead of hitting the floor, running to the bathroom, and try to run out the door to get to work, why don't we just get up, stretch, open the eyes, take some deep breathing exercise? Because if you look at a dog or cat when they sleep, or look at any other animal, they stretch before they actually get up.
That's true.
So we should do the same. We should stretch. We should do some meditation, some prayer, before you turn on that TV and learn about what happened the night before in the area.
Mm-hmm.
Before you feed your mind all that negativity.
That's such a good point. So it really, you feel that it is important right when you get up, right in the morning, to really set up your day with some sort of practice like that?
Yes. Affirmations. In the chapter, I have people write a little letter to themselves and put it in the mail and have it come back. Something positive and that's just to encourage you, maybe also encourage another person.
Mm-hmm.
On your computer, screensaver, have some scenery or have some positive affirmations. Looking pictures at your children or family. Do a tape of your children when they're sitting around or some family members as a good laughter and then play it back again because laughter heals the soul.
What a great idea.
So these are just small things that doesn't cost that much.
Mm-hmm.
But we do it every day. It becomes a habit.
Yes.
It's like exercise every day becomes a habit. Eating right every day becomes a habit.
Yeah.
We have to treat the whole total body, mind, and soul.
Absolutely. You know, you mentioned affirmations, and I know that you have affirmation cards that can go along with with your new book?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about them.
Again, I was in that process of just writing,
mm-hmm.
and I guess I was down deep in tapping into my power. Not a minute, not an hour, not a day is a missed opportunity when you're focusing on the past. So a minute, an hour, a day, if you miss out on those days, those minutes, if you're just focusing on the past, you got to go forward in life. Look at that negative situation and say, okay, how can I make lemonade out of lemons? Gardening is a mirror of our lives as we prune and toll those plants. And we do that with ourselves. Prune and toll out those bad habits. Plant new seeds. You plant new growth. Plant new goals. And then we wait and watch as we water that plant. Well, the same thing with your life. You have to plant new goals. You have to nurture it. You got to water it in order for it to grow. And so gardening also is a form of healing.
Mm, oh, absolutely. I'm a big advocate of working with nature.
Yeah.
Definitely. Well, that's great. You know, so many people really spend so much of their day at work. Can any of these techniques be used at the office? And what would you suggest for ones that really do work in the workplace?
Affirmations, you can put it on your cabinet
mm-hmm.
so you can see it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Affirmation on your computer screen.
Okay.
Stretching at the desk. Have a water fountain at the desk. A live plant at the desk. Listening to music. There's so much you can do at the desk. Even if you just take 1 or 2 minutes and just close your eyes. Believe it or not, you can meditate on a bus. You can meditate on a train. While you're going to work, just saying something over your mind, peace, be still, peace, be still.
Great. Yeah, it just, you know, when you say that, it makes me really think about really going within and really becoming centered and balanced from within. So anything that happens on the outside isn't going to knock you off your path.
Right. And if you get knocked off the path, you know you can get back on.
You know,
positive people, when they come against a challenge, they just look at the challenge and say, oh, well, and keep going. Or what's plan B? It's not going to let them stop them because they're determined to get to their destination. In other words, you got to be on fire. In one of the chapters of the book, I don't know if you remember, I call it Are You on Fire? I was visiting my father at a nursing home, and I looked outside the window, and these two men were going down the street. The man in front had a regular wheelchair, and the man in the back had one of those motorized wheelchairs.
Mm-hmm.
And he was pushing him down the street. I mean, they were just moving, and they were going with traffic, and they were right in the traffic, really. And they were moving, and they looked straight ahead. So neither traffic nor soul, nothing was going to stop them. They were on a destination.
God.
They don't care how they were going to get there. They didn't care if they were in wheelchairs, but they were going to get to their destination. And we have to feel that every day,
yeah.
that we're going to get to that destination. Now, the destination shouldn't be our final thing. It's the journey.
Mm.
It's the journey in our life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you're going to have some valleys. Yes, you're going to have some hills. Yes, you're going to make some left and right turns. But that is our journey.
Mm-hmm.
And how you spend on that journey is going to determine you, your mind. If your mind is in the negative all the time, then your journey is going to be there.
Yeah, definitely is all about quality of life. So I find it a really interesting fact as well that, you know, most people would think that it might be something like breast cancer that would be the number one disease that is affecting women and actually,
mm-hmm.
you know, the killer of women.
Right.
So, but really, it's heart disease. So
right.
I'd like to know your thoughts on how stress management can really reduce this risk, which is a serious problem in women.
It is. It used to be called the man's disease.
Yeah.
But women anywhere from 22 to 92 are now being diagnosed with heart disease
mm-hmm.
or have suffered a heart attack by the time we had started this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It is based on, we know, okay, lack of exercise in our diet, but the stress that women internalize, we hold on to it. We might hold a grudge for days, months, and even years. Focusing on a negative problem over and over and over. In other words, if you allow me to say this, stress has become their god.
Oh, yes.
And we don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
And stress wears and tears on your arteries and veins because your blood pressure will go up.
Mm-hmm.
Your heart rate is going up. When it's staying in that high range, your body is sort of like getting overheated.
Yes.
So therefore the organs can't work like they're supposed to.
Yeah.
Which leads to heart disease.
Okay.
Which eventually leads to a heart attack.
I guess it really, it kicks in that fight or flight response, which is
correct.
Not meant to be a long term, you know, it's not
right.
meant to be going on for a long time in the body.
No, mm-hmm. it's not. It's only for short term. And remember, I said stress can be a good thing, but stress can be either your foe as well.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's where we have to take back. I was doing something on my job, and I started getting stressed out. I said, wait a minute, I just wrote a book. Let me take a deep breath.
Yeah.
And I took a couple of them,
mm-hmm.
and then I looked at the situation, and I said, I'm not going to let this get the best of me. I give an example. I have a friend that we were both, you know, in the car, and we were going to the post office. She got out of the car, put a stick shift, and left me. Sorry, I don't know how to drive stick shift.
Mm-hmm.
So she had popped by the sign. And when at the post office, all of a sudden the man on the bicycle, police officer, came up, and he started writing a ticket.
Uh-oh.
Well, I had to run and get her, and she got in the car, and he pointed to a sign and showed us that we were in a parking space that says you should not park, excuse me, and it was a $200 ticket.
Oh, no.
And she raised up her hand, and she said, this is only a piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to let this paper get the best of me.
Mm-hmm.
This is only a piece of paper, dear Lord. I am not going to let it get the best of me. And what happened was he looked at her, he stuck his head into the window and said, you know, sometimes we don't always show up for court date. And
oh.
guess what? When she went to the court, he did not show up.
Oh, God.
Now, I'm not telling anybody to go out there and do that.
Yeah, right.
But you see what I'm saying? She did not react and get an argument with him or fight or cuss or tear
mm-hmm.
up the ticket. She just held up her hand and just took a couple of breaths. This is only a piece of paper.
Yeah.
I am not going to let it get the best of me.
That's
and we have to look at any event, any problem or situation, whether it's finances or a bad relation or a dead-end job, and say, I am not going to let this situation or event get the best of me.
Mm-hmm.
I deserve better, and I will get that.
And you will get it. And I think that's important, too. I'm a big believer in the idea that positivity attracts positivity. So, you know, just to know that when you're being positive, you never know what kind of good things are going to come at you as well.
Right, mm-hmm. right. You got to always stay. And a lot of people say, well, you can't always stay and can't be positive. But the more and more you're in that positive mode, anytime in a stress or event that comes up, you can recover very quickly
yeah.
and move forward. That is the key, is to move forward, that you can get through it.
Mm-hmm. You know, this is a little bit of a vanity question, but I have to throw it in here.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that being stressed out can make someone look old. Is that true?
Yes. I saw something with Dr. Oz and his fellow partner on Good Morning America,
mm-hmm.
and I sat there and said, ah, myself. Yes, and through my research. Again, it's because we're so focused on that stress that our body is going through changes, and like you said, that fight or flight syndrome,
yeah.
if we stay too long in there, it wears and tears on our arteries and veins and on your looks, your skin.
Mm-hmm.
You begin to age very quickly because you're so down, you're so in that negative, your shoulders slouch down, your body seems to slouch down. You're constantly in that what we call a lot of the free radicals are given off,
mm-hmm.
so it attacks the body.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's attacking you. And all you know is nothing but, I can't do this, I can't do this, I can't do this. You're worrying too much.
Mm-hmm.
Your hair falling out. You stop biting your nails. You might have diarrhea or even constipation.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. Stress adds years to our lives, and we got to get out of that.
Yeah. You know, I guess a plan like this, a whole lifestyle change, will really take a strong commitment on the part of the reader, whoever is going to undertake, you know, this kind of a stress reduction type of plan. So what is your advice for trying these new ideas and staying committed, even when, you know, it may be easier to say, oh, I'm too busy to go take my bath today or something like that?
I tell them, start out with just 1 minute out of a day.
Mm-hmm.
1 minute, if they just can give me 1 minute. Look at a candle. Do a little quick seconds of deep breathing. We know it should be a little bit longer. But if they can just give themselves 1 minute, the idea they need to treat themselves as number one. They are the best. They want to be the best they can be. In order to do that, we have to add the good eating habits, the exercise, and the stress exercises as well. If you can't bathe, then shower. Play some music. But the idea is to do it every day, 1 minute every day, and then gradually. My book, you can go anywhere. You don't have to start off with day one. You can start off with day 10, day 5, day 25.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is pick and one that you can do. Again, if you say if they can't do it, they already got that negative in there.
That's true.
So let's take it out and say, ask them, what can you do? Can you look at a burning candle? Can you listen to music? Can you just smell some perfume, like just spray some perfume or aromatherapy?
Mm-hmm.
That's a start right there. Lavender relaxes the soul. So if they can just spray some lavender in the room. Strawberry, if they spray, kind of uplifts you.
Oh.
You can do yoga at the desk or do some stretching. Just give them, just ask, can you give me a minute each day for the next 30 days? 30 days, you develop a good habit.
Mm-hmm. Is that why you did a 30-day plan?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yes.
Great. I think that that's great. 1 minute, we all have 1 minute, so there should be no excuses, right?
Right. There should be no excuses. No, because the commercials were less than that. If they have time to listen to a commercial or watch a commercial on TV, they have time for themselves for 1 minute.
That's right. That's right. You know, another thing that I really like about your book is the inclusion of all the pictures. And they really, you know, when I read it, and as I've been flipping through it, the pictures really draw me in and almost give a sense of support. So what were your thoughts on including all these pictures, and is it important for us when we undertake a plan like this as women to have support around us?
Yes, we need support. When you're feeling down, call a girlfriend, talk to her, vent. That support right there is good enough. I want to tell the person who's listening, do not criticize her, do not judge her, just let her vent. Just be there. Rent movies together, sit and eat some low-fat popcorn, laugh till you can't laugh no more. That is a good support, because when you hold it to yourself and don't have a support team, that's when one day you're going to just, whoo, that's going to go off the handle.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a support team. Two, I wanted the book to be in color, because most of the time when I did research, majority of the books were in black and white. If I'm going through stress, black and white text or black and white pictures did not do it for me. I wanted something in color to help uplift the soul, uplift that person who is looking at the book.
Mm.
And that is why I did the cover, black and pink, and then the rest of the pictures so they can see.
Oh, it's a wonderful, wonderful presentation. I really like it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So what... You know, with your writing, I mean, you must be a very, very busy woman with all that you do with your company. What do you enjoy most about the work?
What I enjoy most about the work is the people. Not only that I'm teaching them, but I also can learn from them. A lot of my clients is a two-way street. We talk, we maybe cry together, we laugh together. We have such a good support, my clients, that we develop everlasting relationships. That sometimes when they leave me for a couple of months, they always wind up coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really my clientele that I really enjoy, because each person brings something different and unique. And as you mentioned before, what we put into that universe, it comes back, and that's what I see.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. Renee, how can listeners find out more about you? What's your website?
www.results.com. ByRenee.com.
Mm-hmm.
www.resultsbyrenee.com.
That's great. I like that. Results by Renee. That's wonderful.
Thank you.
So, you know, our time is coming to an end here, and I just want to let you share your final thoughts. It's been so great talking with you. I would like to talk with you all afternoon, but...
right. Same here. My final thoughts for anyone who's going through stress, we're all going through it. You're not the only one. Find a good friend or two and vent all you want. Just vent. Find some people that you can trust. And what happens, you're going to realize after you vent how it uplifted your soul, how it got it off your shoulders. But please do not hold it to yourself. That is the worst thing you can do. You want to identify that stress. You want to meet it head on with fire. And you can.
Wonderful. Wonderful final thoughts. Thank you so much, Renee.
Thank you.
Best to you. I know you're going to be very successful with Stress Down and Lift Up. And I just can't wait to have you back for your third book. Are you working on another project?
Believe it or not, I am.
I knew it. I knew it.
It's dealing with snacks.
Oh, good. That's a cool.
You know, cause a lot of people come to me and they don't know anything about snacks, and so I'm, you know, working on a third one.
Oh, good for you. Oh, that's
thank
great.
You. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much, Renee. You take care, and
thank
we'll talk
you.
With you again.
Thank you very much.
Well, there you go, listeners. What a great, great interview. Do check out this book, Stress Down and Lift Up. You can purchase it through Renee's website, resultsbyrenee.com, and also the really wonderful affirmation cards that go along with this. That is another great thing that you can put in your desk at work or in the car, and when you're in gridlock traffic, pull them out, have a look. You know, there's just, she has so many wonderful ideas. So really do encourage you to check out her website. So thanks again for listening to Inside Scoop Live. I'm Juanita Watson, and until next time.